traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit energycitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.
I was going to tweet this. The amount of times I'm showering and changing my clothes has significantly gone down to a point where I'm scared. I'm worried I'm going to give myself coronavirus.
So tell me why.
Ain't nothing but a heartbreak.
Tell me why.
Ain't nothing but a
mistake. Tell me why.
I never want to hear you say
I want it
that way.
Welcome back to Impulsive, the number one podcast in the world. Wow.
That felt good, boys.
Thank you guys for liking, viewing, watching, subscribing, thumbs up, thumbs downing. If you're interacting with this video in any way, commenting, watching it while you're making love, cooking, commuting, we love you.
Mowing the grass.
Anything, really. So thank you. We're back here. What is it? Day
964
of quarantine. The question
that
people, it's been that long. The question people are asking me is, how's your quarantine going? Like, that's the opener. Like, you know, you get the text like, how's your quarantine? And it's such an interesting combination of words to form a sentence that I never thought I'd be hearing in my life.
And it's such a bland question. It's like the question when you come back to work on a Monday morning and people are like, how's your weekend? And you're just like, I don't know, fucking good, dude. What do you want my answer to be?
Well, I think the answers in this one are maybe a little more honest. Like, let's do it now. Hey, Mike, how's your quarantine?
I mean, bro, should I answer this like the true, like,
probably,
like, in like, yo, I'm blessed. I live in a mansion. Like, really?
Why don't you be a little sadistic?
I don't know. I haven't been able to leave the house. I'm feeling a little trapped. I've been like, just like scrolling all the socials all day. My screen time is way up. Is your guys' screen time way up?
Yeah.
Yours is at like 13 hours. I think it was 13 hours a day.
Two and a half hours on TikTok per day. It's ridiculous. I don't like it. I don't like myself, but all right, let's see where I screen
time. That's absurd.
Oh no, check us out. Check us out. Not 5 hours and 38 minutes a day is my screen time. If you're watching this right now, go to the settings on your phone, unless it's going to stop you from watching this. Go to the settings on your phone and go to screen time. And see what your average is. Mine is 5 hours and 38 minutes a day. Down 35% from last week, though, which means I was at like almost 10 hours a day, which isn't good. But it's not just me. Like, everyone is spending a lot more time on their phone. Hopefully, maybe a lot more time with loved ones. And hopefully, you're not realizing that you hate your partners and the people you spend the most time with. So far, we're pretty good here. Except you and Lana have been like, I mean, is being trapped with the girlfriend in quarantine at the early stage of a relationship will force you guys to bond in a really quick way.
It's definitely been like a learning scenario, but we've been trying to like take breaks a little bit and like just see, you know, what else is happening in the world outside the relationship. That's the one biggest blessing I would say that I have that I didn't know earlier is that we have each other.
Yeah,
like there's a lot of quarantines out there right now that are just sitting at their house like just alone, like jerking off all day or like looking at their phone all
that's
day.
Me. We could talk. No,
to
that's me.
Yeah, but we could talk to each other. Like, I get to talk to you, bro. You're my best friend. You're my,
But y'all can't jerk me off because it's platonic.
Could or won't?
Probably both. I mean, I don't know. Like, would you?
No.
Okay, see?
I won't either, but in all honesty, we could. Like, there's nothing barring us.
Is there ever a scenario, like, come on, bro, look me in my blue eyes right now and tell me that we're not like 15 months into this shit and you like if like as a homie just like help out type shit.
Nah.
Okay. Yeah, that's what I was
because you have two hands, you know?
What if for some reason in this 15 month quarantine I lost both hands?
Oh. I thought you were gonna say you know who showed up.
the Dick Ransom
Dick
guy.
Ransom guy. Yeah, I mean, it's kind of, if Dick Ransom guy shows up, dude, I'm fucking hopping on that thing. I'll save your life.
It's
bro.
Amazing to be in the Dick Sand this early on in the podcast, to be honest with you. But
fuck, we gotta get out of the Dick Sand. I'm sorry.
Really quickly, my quarantine's going well. My screen time went up from 2 hours and 7 minutes a day to 3 hours and 42. Almost double.
But that's still hella low, though.
Can I ask a question? Is this such a bad thing? Is it a bad thing? There is so much to learn and see and entertainment and absorb from the internet, from the advent of these cell phones. I mean, like, yes, ideally we're out exploring, but I think these things make you so smart and adept.
I think they give you the access to information. I don't think they make you smart. It's like it's an opportunity. I call it the infinity box because there's whatever you want is in there.
Yeah.
But you have to know how to use it properly. Like if I gave you this tool or gave it to a caveman, they're not going to know what to do with it. It doesn't make you smarter by having it.
I think it teaches you how to learn.
Like I think it depends on what you consume much. Absolutely. Like there's so many people out there who just consume shit all day. Yeah. You know, like if you're spending your time on Wiki or learning in some way, watching videos about how to be a craftsman or chop wood. Like if you're learning life lessons from your phone, that's one thing. But if you're just scrolling the gram, looking at asses or reading negative comments about fucking the president or about like the coronavirus and getting all fearful in your head and shit because of the internet, then like it's working the opposite. It's probably the biggest tool of personal responsibility that we've had in our lifetime. Oh. It all just depends on how responsible and how good you are at using the tool. It's just like a gun that could shoot just back at you. If you pull the trigger, it could shoot in either direction, but a lot of people, I think, end up pulling it at themselves and like shooting themselves with it.
Yeah.
Like just getting negative and just, yeah.
We'll get out of the coronavirus quarantine little rut here shortly, but.
Hype house. Sorry.
I just wanted to list some positives about the coronavirus because there has been a lot of negative spreading during this, a lot of like fear mongering. So I want to just list off like some of the good things that this quarantine, this self-isolation has brought us. Improved air quality. In LA, at least. Look at this.
That's crazy.
December 2019, smog everywhere. And by March this month, it's not looking bad. Like, could this be attributed to like seasons? Or is this legitimate?
No, but you saw the canals in Venice. You got those?
Oh, I don't. But those are
clear
are cool
as a whistle.
Except I wonder if those are still bacteria ridden. Because like when I jumped in one of the canals in Venice for a vlog.
Fuck that.
I was sick for 2 months after that. And they told me not to, and that I would get sick because there's like fecal matter in the water and stuff. And so don't jump in the canals. Also, it's disrespectful to the culture. And we aren't disrespectful anymore here.
Jeez. I hated this culturally disrespectful, Logan. He was the fucking worst.
Wait, can I ask? Was jumping in the Venice canals culturally disrespectful?
Dude, I don't fuck it.
I think that was just disrespectful.
I don't even know if it is. Is it? Are you not supposed to swim in it? And how would you know that if you're just an American? I'm not defending you. I'm not trying to like take your side at all times.
Yeah, if someone told you like, no, and
someone
you
did tell me no seconds before I jumped.
Yeah,
in.
But who was it though?
In Somebody's Italian, always- and he was speaking in Italian, so I didn't know what he was saying. I think he might have hit me with the vaffanculo.
What he is ass? Is that what that means?
Yeah, I think so. Family bonding for those with your family. Hopefully, yeah, I've seen a lot of family TikToks. A lot of funny parents, by the way, on TikTok. TikTok is so good at showing the world who the coolest parents ever are. Like, there's some families on the moms and dads that they're just killing it. So keep it up. Monty Lopez, I'm talking to you, bro. Time to work on yourself. New skills, getting creative. This one's my favorite.
Traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit energycitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.
I'm really challenging myself. This is like personal to be as creative as possible to pass the time. We had that boat race at the ranch.
Amazing.
And as dumb as it was also so much fucking fun.
Just the ranch like, regatta. First annual.
The ranch first annual, dude.
You like, won, yeah?
Oh my God. Speed, easy. Speed. Walk in the park.
He says he's going to win every year too.
Every single year.
And we're going to up the stakes.
Really? Who got last place?
Jake Paul. We turned him into a green screen as punishment.
Fucking Jake, dude.
Increased communication. Staying in touch with phone calls, FaceTime, and Zoom. New way of learning. It's cool. Mm-hmm. It's cool to see the technology kind of take over here and keep people united. That's the other thing, unity. The world is really all in this together, and as we try to figure out a solution.
Global problem, global solution.
Yeah.
I like it.
Anyways, those are some good things.
I did a Zoom call with my entire family yesterday.
You're lying to me.
Should I send you a picture?
Up. Please let me see this. Why did you do that?
Yeah, I have a video of it.
Why did you do this?
I mean, that's amazing, though. When's the last time you had like a 10-way call with all of your
family? Because my parents
members?
Are not how to use technology, dude.
But they could.
Bro, I couldn't believe it.
They could.
Yeah, I guess. But on Zoom?
Download the thing and... Or type in the link on your web browser. That's not even hard.
Bro,
it's interesting to see what businesses are booming because of this. And like Zoom is definitely one of them.
Oh,
out of all the video chat platforms, I've never heard of Zoom in my life until this.
Mm-hmm. I'll send you the pic at some point, dude.
I'd like to join a... you probably just airdrop it to me.
Oh, yeah.
I'd like to join a Zoom call for like a college class. Like... Kyle from the Nuck Boys did.
Did you see that? That was hilarious.
Really great. Honestly.
How did he do that? Did someone just send him the link?
I don't know.
he's enrolled in college this whole time when no one knew.
It's quite possible. Let me see if I can bring up this Zoom call. We really got to get a young Jamie on this show.
Oh, controlling the television.
It's that one kid who emails all of us. By the way, we know there's one kid who's really looking forward to. He's calling it the bitch position, and it's like an acronym for like. Behind in the chair helper. We need one of those because this airdrop system is not good. But this is Mike's entire family on a Zoom call.
look who's in it. Zoom in on the pics. That's my sister and Jack on the main screen. Okay. Your best friends.
Yep,
you love
course.
Them. Yeah, shout out Abby and
my
Jack.
My favorite. Let's see who we got here.
My mom looks kind of like Robert De Niro in that photo for some reason. My brother-in-law kissing baby Chasey.
Your dad's? My dad. This is my favorite because, okay, with my parents too and like anyone over the age of 50, they aren't quite sure how close the camera is to their face.
Facts.
And like how much of their face
it's
is
always
in
such
it.
A ridiculous angle.
This is how my parents FaceTime from right here.
Yeah.
Because they really do think it's only time for just your face.
Oh. My really older literal. Sister.
Wait, she's not with her husband?
They were in different rooms. So, oh, yo, look at this.
What?
Watch this. Let me explain something to you that you guys are going to find so hilarious. So based on this is amazing. Based on the age or the length of the relationship, look how close me and Lana are.
Yep.
Okay. My sister and Jack have the next longest one. They're apart on the couch.
But not paying attention to each
but
other.
But not paying attention to each other. My sister and her husband are in different rooms, and my dad and my mom are in different states.
Wow.
That's your timeline, guys.
Holy shit, bro.
So is that what happens? You just get in a relationship and eventually just over each other so much so that you have to put states between you? That's what my parents did.
Basically, yeah. It's kind of how it works. And like, and it's just like... My sister always talks about how she's always like denying her her husband sex, and it's just such a fun.
Abby always talks about this
because so when you get to like long term, really long term relationships and like marriage, I think what happens is a lot of time like the women use it as like a bargaining tool.
She does. She uses it to barter.
Yeah,
she really does. And Jack was explaining this to me, and I found it so fascinating that like. Getting laid is still like an accomplishment.
Yeah, for
him. Like it seems like it should be so easy when you have a wife. Who's there, but man, I guess it's still like some sort of trophy to lock it down when you're married.
I think like, dude, at some point, do you think like after you have sex with somebody for all those years, like you're just like how do you keep it spicy?
This is a great question because I have no clue. I'm not married, so I have no answer.
How do you keep it spicy?
It's been a question I've been getting for my show. Like how do you guys keep it spicy during quarantine? Because everybody assumes like everybody's having so much sex. Like how do you keep it like upbeat and shit? And
just get creative. I mean, it's just same answer.
It is
for
a good
everything.
Time to get creative.
I mean, bro.
Like buy a sex swing, you know?
This girl's been attacking my butthole, dude. Like she's just
still going at
bro,
it.
Bro, just going after just it like heavyweight, dude. Trying to stick things in there. And I'm not about that, dude. I'm just not about that.
Does she know that?
Yeah, I've told her multiple times.
Okay, but you put your foot down. I've seen you do it, bro. She runs around the house with two things. She goes and she runs around the house chasing Mike and like Amara, at what point are you just gonna give it up?
That one, she's persistent, though. That one, she's like joking. Like the time they'll get you easily is when they're giving you head because you're vulnerable. You're vulnerable, bro. Sitting there, you're enjoying everything, and like before you know it,
just a hand slowly creeping around your upper thigh
or
onto the buttocks
or a tongue, dude. Or tongue, bro. Who knows, man?
Y'all.
This is not the time, Mike.
I mean, if you're gonna do it, if you're gonna do it, if you're gonna experiment out there, just do a post shower. That's my advice, everybody. Like, take a pre shower, really get in there.
What if you haven't showered in weeks?
No,
like me?
Don't do that. I mean, don't do that.
I was gonna tweet this. The amount of times I'm showering and changing my clothes has significantly gone down to a point where I'm scared. I'm worried I'm gonna give myself coronavirus. I'm a cesspool of. I'm exaggerating, but I'm showering less, like maybe once every 2 days.
Do you remember when you used to live at 1600 and you would go to, I think it was for the set of The Thinning, you'd show up every single day wearing the exact same clothes?
Yeah. I was doing rituals back then. It was good luck. And also, I live in LA, right? I really don't think about fashion. I just want to like put on a black shirt, a hat, call it a day. And also, my hair looks better when it's a little messier and it has a little bit of grease and oil in it. My ex turned me on to this a little bit, and it's why I use sea salt spray now. It's also why I will only shampoo my hair maybe once a week because the constant shampoo condition every day apparently is not good for your hair. It dries it out. So I'll like only condition it pretty much.
That's what I've heard. Yeah, a lot of guys only condition it because the shampoo dries the shit out.
Yeah.
It takes all
I didn't know that until I was 20, 22, 23.
Yeah.
And it's good. So like, George came over and I like kind of peeked my head out. Obviously social distancing, stop, don't touch me, this is my private square type shit. And he said, yo, this quarantine has been very good for you. It's like a glow up. And it's because I've been working out less. I'm eating unhealthy. I'm not showering as much. I think it's been really awesome, man.
Wait, how is that making you look better though?
Because he's like a man. He's like gruffy.
Man,
yo,
the
coronavirus has not slowed down internet drama very much though. There's been a couple things. I don't know what your appetite is for it, but there's a Hype House drama that's been going on, and also an iDubbbz drama. Did you see the iDubbbz one?
The answer for both of these is the same. I attempted to invest my energy into both of them, but neither of them had enough weight for me to really be able to sink my teeth into. And I told that to both sides of the Hype House shit because I'm friends with both sides.
Yeah, yeah.
And I told them both. My overall advice is like, yo, low key, who gives a fuck?
Well, I mean, to the people involved, it's
for
a
sure
more
to
stressful.
Them. To them, for sure. But I think it's something you can definitely handle offline. I don't think it's big enough to be able to make public to the point. And mind you, I not to like compare, but I'm so used to like some real fucking drama that shook and rippled the internet.
Like it's everyday bro. I kid, but let's think about what you just said for a second. Well, I agree with you, and I watched Daisy's video on 1.75x. That's how I got through it. She was talking so fucking fast.
She got mad at me because I didn't watch the whole thing.
I watched the whole thing, but at 1.75, she was flying. Co-founder, blah, blah, blah. The reason why I slightly disagree with you is, I wouldn't watch it and I wouldn't invest that much in it. There are a lot of motherfucking kids out there who are watching every second of it because to them, the Hype House is the most important land. The Hype House is the White House to these kids, yo.
Wow.
That's where all the big dogs live, the D'Amelios, the Addison
Rae. I just don't know. I agree. I just don't know if it's something that you can't and shouldn't handle offline. Some of this stuff, like, I do think needs to be cleared up online. I'm not sure. Like, bro, when the Tati James Charles drama came out.
So funny you said that right as he texted you.
That actually may have sparked why I did that because it was like the first thing that came to my mind. But like, and even the stuff with Jake and I and like, Alyssa and Jake, whoever the fuck, sometimes the internet is a good way to, it's almost like a good battleground because whoever's victorious will be like evidently and very clearly victorious.
Is it called the Church of Public Opinion?
Yes.
Oh yeah.
Precisely. Yeah. I don't know if there's so many little like caveats to this to this drama. I'm not sure it warrants it being so public. But I don't know. I'm completely ignorant on this subject.
My assumption too is like a lot of times when people make videos like this after something goes down, they're doing it because they want to continue like garnering attention from the situation. Like Daisy put that video out to get views to an extent.
Traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right.
The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit energycitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.
I may be wrong. I mean, what? Why else would you put it on YouTube? Do you want people to understand the situation?
I asked her that.
Okay.
My first question to her when she asked me for advice, I said, what is your
goal?
Objective? What's your intention with this video?
Right.
And it didn't seem like it was anything that shouldn't be handled offline. Because again, in my opinion, this stuff with the Hype House, although of massive, massive importance to
kids.
I don't know. This doesn't have the weight, I think, that anyone above the age of 16 is investing their time and energy into. I think this can all be handled offline, which was my advice to both Daisy and Thomas. But this one,
like, I've made jokes about the whole, like, TikToking crew, and I even mentioned Daisy in the past and took a little bit of heat from it. But, like, honestly, like, Daisy's one of the sweetest girls I know. I think, in all honesty, I think she's probably, like, a little bit too pure for L.A., city, you have to navigate kind of sadistically, and everything here is kind of fucked up. And she's like always like trying to find ways to like change everybody for the positive. But nobody wants to do that here. They want views, cash, cars, pussy. Like, this city for her is kind of like a strange place. But I do fuck with Daisy a lot. She's a really sweet girl. And I hope that she finds some like positivity out of this and gets positive again.
I think her and all these TikTok kids, just like going a little macro for a second, if they can like stay true to themselves and like the good values that they do have while also learning how to navigate like, really strategically.
What do you think the chances are that's going to happen?
We will see a handful of them make it out of this.
The city's a beast. This city's a fucking beast.
It'll slap
bro.
You in your face.
Oh my God.
Knock you to your knees.
Horrible
bro.
Fucking things to people.
Nah, but we'll see a few people make it out. You know who's going to make it out? Facts on two people that I can 100% put my finger down. And
what
say
about money?
Would
you put money on it?
I put money on it.
Really?
I put money on it.
Who is it?
Alex Warren and Thomas.
Cause they're why? What's the main trait?
Alex is just like a special kid. Like he's got it. Yeah. He's 19 years old and he's creating really funny, captivating content. He's only gonna get exponentially better. Yeah. Like bro, when I was 19, I didn't know what like storytelling was or like a decent joke. I knew like physical comedy and Vine shit, but I wasn't operating at the level he was. He'll make it out. And Thomas, most people don't know this about Thomas. He vlogged for, I think he told me 1,000-something days straight.
Yeah.
Also edited them. That is, I don't know if there's anything in the world that's harder to do than that. He can and will do whatever.
So his is like his drive.
Wants. Yes.
Like his drive.
It's unparalleled and he's smart. Just a smart kid. But like, yeah, we'll see who makes it out of it.
The one that I was a little bit closer to, and I can understand why you didn't get too into it, was the iDubbbz one, just because it's something that I'm obviously kind of dealing with myself. Just like the idea that
he's a simp. Is that what it is? I don't know.
Yeah, but not even that one note. But here's the thing. So iDubbbz, a really, really popular YouTube creator. His girlfriend, I don't know how long they've been dating for, but she recently started an OnlyFans account, and she goes pretty hard on OnlyFans.
Big thanks to Raycon.
Oh wait, she has a
OnlyFans account.
She goes hard, like how hard?
So like I've heard some shit about like him with some anal beads. Like I don't know the whole story, and I don't want to like be like misjudged or misrepresent him here. But basically, his fans flipped out on him, and they're saying that the main reason was because he's kind of swayed back on what he used to say. Like I guess at certain points in his old content, he used to call like sex workers like whores or sluts and stuff like that, and now he's kind of dating one. But like I said, watch his video. I don't know the exact whole story, but he flipped out on some of his fans in the video and was like super. He's funny.
He's really funny.
I think he's super funny. That was the first video of his that I've actually watched, and it was funny.
Check out the fourth little. I saw
this one.
Dropshipping and the streamies, and then look right there. Best podcast.
Yeah, you're not wrong.
Pretty cool.
But it also made me think of something too, like. This story is so kind of prevalent right now on the internet, at least in the little influencer circle. And on the same day, Drake dropped pictures of his baby that he had with a pretty big porn star. Mm-hmm. And it made me think of iDubbbz and Drake and Kanye. And it made me start to feel like my little situation and my little bubble isn't like a solo story. This is like kind of a movement of people teaming up with sex workers, bro.
Bro, what the fuck are you saying?
What do you mean? What do you mean?
It's not a movement.
Well, I just mean, no, you're right. It's not a movement, but I mean, there are obviously some huge examples. When you're talking about the top of the culture here. Drake, Kanye, Adam 22.
I think if in any way it can be called a movement, maybe sex workers are becoming humanized.
Facts.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like they're becoming more than just sex workers, and like, you know, Riley kind of was a good catalyst for this too.
God,
of like,
yeah.
Especially when she came on the show, because she hadn't really done much, and like people got to see like, who is this girl getting plugged in all of her orifices on a daily basis? And now we know.
Yeah, she's the best.
Now we know she's a sweetheart.
The best, and yeah. that's been the other thing too. And Banks brought it up on that Mom's Basement episode. A lot these porn stars just happen to also be the coolest fucking chicks. Yeah. Riley's like, yo, how easy is it to sit and get along with fucking Riley, dude?
It's the easiest.
She's so
one of the coolest girls to hang
coolest
out with.
Girls, bro. Yeah. They're so dope. But yeah, this is interesting. This Drake shit.
This is like me. This was like my face when I was first trying to figure out TikTok. Like this kid is.
He's got blue eyes.
Massive eyes. Massive. Yeah, it's.
And he's a baby.
Babies.
What do you think he's thinking right there? You're what? Saying mom did what?
Oh no. But yeah, congrats. That's cool. That's cool, man.
What is that picture? Did he really have that hair at one point?
No, it's Photoshop.
Oh. I must have pulled up the wrong thing. 7 questions for the show and the audience.
Oh, fuck yeah, dude.
Are you guys watching more or less porn? I'm curious.
0.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
More.
Dave's more. Even with that girl that you had running around? When she left? Yo, is it... Do women... If you're in a relationship... Do women get mad at their boyfriend for watching porn, like maybe behind their back?
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah? Oh, yeah. That's a huge thing. Do you watch porn at all, Mac?
Nah.
You don't watch any, right?
Not for
you, and do you, or have you been watching any? Because you haven't been seeing any girls really during the quarantine.
No, I haven't been maybe like once a week.
Yeah.
It's minimal.
Yeah.
It's minimal. I've just been so focused, bro.
Lana forced me to watch hentai with her last night.
You're lying.
Because she knows I like it.
So how did she force you?
Well, she's like, can we watch hentai, babe? And it started off as like us just watching it, and it's like these people speaking to each other in like Japanese,
yeah,
or Chinese, and like I don't even know what they're saying, but it's always like
no
a
subtitles?
Really nah, it's just the subtitles are just the Chinese characters, so I'm like, that doesn't fucking help at all. But it's just always like this, like, yo, in a lot of the hentais that are popular, there's a simp dude too. It's so weird. He's like, like, you know, cartoons, they're like, but yo, it's so graphic, bro. The shit that happens in cartoon form. And then we start,
why don't you pull it up? We could watch it.
No,
we can't watch it here. But she said, cause she knows that I like it so much. She wants to start dressing up as Sailor Moon for me.
Yo, that's not a bad
with pigtails.
Girl. All right. Girl's a freak, Mike. In a good way.
Yeah.
That's crazy. That's like a fetish. I'm not sure I can get behind. And I just like, there's some things sexually I just won't understand. And also like I will say I'm pretty mild when it comes to how freaky
same.
I get in the bedroom. I'm not one of the, like, especially in this city, yo, you'd be surprised the artists, the celebrities, the actors who are fucking freaks.
The influencers, not even just
the influencers. Yeah. Yo, I'm talking weird shit.
Facts.
I've heard a lot of things. I hear some stories. I'm just like, what the fuck are you saying? And I'm like more like, I'm not like black and white, but I'm not the full rainbow. Either, you know what I'm saying?
I feel like you probably well, I mean, we talk about it, so I know for sure. Like I focus a lot, and I think you do too, on like just like the having like that bomb stroke game, you know what I'm saying? Like
I'm really big into just like intimacy, like intimacy, right? And honestly, like creativity. Like, yo, the fact that I'm like creative and curious, I'm always just like trying new shit.
Oh,
like,
but
new,
he loves switching, like, positions. That's what it is. Yeah,
yo, there's a rotation of positions. Have I told you guys about this?
You told me, yeah.
This dude, yeah. There's a rotation of positions where you can, this is gonna sound like kind of fucked, you can stay inside and hit like 6 positions connected
without pulling out.
From laying on your back to being on your like I actually forget it because I haven't had sex in a while. But like,
you gotta be flexible. That's all that matters.
But like, right? Yeah, like this is definitely the time to start getting a little sexually creative. Hentai porn is one thing I've never found myself watching.
I don't know why.
It's a little weird. Because it's funny. It's funny.
It's just weird deep down,
as hell, but you know.
Why do you like it?
Deep down, I like, and I know I don't exude a lot of it anymore, but like deep down, I'm a gamer. Like I used to game so much, like Metal Gear Solid, like every Mortal Kombat, like every Call of Duty. Like I'm a huge fucking gamer. And I feel like those two communities, like not hentai per se, but like, Chinese or like Japanese, like anime, yes. Like those two communities are like kind of like intertwined in a weird way. And so like, I don't know why,
that.
But. Yeah, I love seeing giant demons just fuck the shit out of like strange, very willing like Chinese women. I don't know what's wrong with me exactly, but
we could teach like, their own, I guess. Should we start a list, Mike?
Of what?
Just the things that are wrong with you. We could all do it.
Yeah, but you'd run out of paper.
I really want to.
And by the way, is that wrong? Is it wrong to like hentai? It's such a popular category.
It's not wrong. It's just it's out of the ordinary.
I'm an out of the ordinary kind of guy, dude.
For sure.
I'm still on this perfect sex cycle. I feel like I'm doing a disservice by not explaining it. And I'm on men's health right now. Here's how to seamlessly flow from doggy to flat iron and four other hot sex transitions.
I see.
No more awkward position switches. This is Cirque du Soleil stuff. That's what I'm saying. Yo, when you're doing it and you're like a, what's it called? The people who swing?
Trapeze.
You're like a trapeze artist with your partner.
Yeah.
It can get really exciting and fun.
Nice.
Anyways, let's see what this says. Okay. Hopefully this is a step-by-step. Switching positions during sex can be awkward, but with practice and exploration, you'll eventually be able to flow from one move to the next with ease, says sex relationship therapist Megan Fleming. PhD, and that's really hot. And there's no actual description. All right, let's move the fuck out. Fuck you, men's health.
Wow.
It's just all ads.
Classic. All ads.
What was the... Did you have seven questions? I feel like you asked one.
Oh. Are you working out more or less?
Less right now.
1,000%
less. Why? Yeah. Why is that? Because same, but why?
No, yo, whatever excuse I give right now is not going to be good enough. We have a gym at the house.
And I'm telling everyone that I'm talking to on my FaceTime quarantines. I'm like, yo, how you doing? I talked to a girl last night. She's like, I found myself on the verge of tears all day. Like, I really feel trapped. And I was like, you should work out. Like, go be physical. Same. And I'm just not taking my own advice.
Here's what I said, man. All future plans have been canceled. I told Andre at the beginning of the month that I was going to get absolutely jacked this month. Didn't happen at all. Zero working. I walk on the treadmill and that's it.
Yeah, you know I still get out there.
You get out there every day.
Every day.
But then what
I get out there.
What are you doing?
25 minutes of cardio, whether that be elliptical, triple, like good movement on the treadmill. I like to at least sweat. As soon as I feel a little bit of sweat dripping off of me, I feel like some toxins have been released. Yeah. And then usually I'll do like a little bit of bench just to like stretch out. But I haven't been like hitting it. Like I feel, and I've been eating. Have you guys been eating terrible too?
Yes.
Awful.
You fucking last night. Oh my God, this was crazy. So Mac and I just got back from a 3-day trip at the ranch.
No, it was like four.
Yeah, 4 days. It was amazing. But we both came back extremely exhausted because all you do there is everything. And then you get way fucked up at night and then you have to like beat the hangover in the morning. So it's a little trying.
Yeah.
So it's tough. So we came back exhausted. I smoked a little bit, which I do to turn my mind off because it's always on. And I'm laying in bed watching a video about aliens or something. And Mike knocks on the door. He's like, yo, I got a milkshake for you. I was like, what? It's midnight. And if you've ever been comfortable in your bed and you're high watching a show that you love, you know there's only one thing in the world that can make it better. That's a fucking milkshake brought to you by your best friend. You made me so happy, dude. So yeah, I've been eating like shit. Oh, I was talking with my eyes closed.
No, I saw that. It also had whipped cream on it.
So
yo,
good.
If you're watching...
I'm sitting in the bed just like... I'm watching my UFOs and shit. It was the best.
We call them Milkies. Because, you know, Lana always says Milkies. And so she's like, Milkies. And then all of a sudden... She bought them, by the way.
What a gal.
Shit. I shouldn't have said that.
You know why you shouldn't have said that?
Because you really thought I finally did something like really nice.
Because you told me you did.
No, I didn't. I just said Amara got everyone milkies. Anyways, listen, that's neither here nor there. One thing I will say is if you're watching this and you're locked up with a friend or family member, do something like nice for him today or have someone else do something nice and take credit for it. That'd
there you
be
go.
Dope, too.
It's a thought that counts, right?
I rolled my ankle making a TikTok, so yeah, I'm not going to be able to work out for a minute. I could probably still throw hands, though, right, Milt? All right. Yeah, no problem. Are you more or less stressed?
Ooh, I'd say more, just because like the opportunities have decreased.
For what, like photo shit?
Just
like ever. Well, also in many ways they've increased.
Yeah, like you gotta go inwards, ways. I guess. It's just a different thing, but it's kind of like you said, feeling trapped, that'll make you feel a little
yeah,
bit,
for sure.
A little for bit sure. of an edge.
Yeah.
For sure.
But yeah, not overwhelming.
Yeah. I've been feeling more stressed too. Yeah. I hit that CBD pen before. The CBD makes me a little bit more relaxed, but I've actually had an uptick on content creation.
Most people have. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, it's good. Yeah, it's good. It's a good time for it.
Cause you're not doing it. I made another video yesterday. It's like 24 minutes long that I'm putting out tomorrow. That just like fan questions. Cause like, why the fuck not? Like, why not, dude? Like, we could go to every day if we really wanted to.
Y'all believing in our government more or less?
Ooh, shot from the peanut gallery.
Milton says less.
Unknown. I'm gonna go long on this one. See how that all plays out
before you give an answer.
Yeah.
So far the answer for me is definitely less.
Well, let's look at the statistics of it. We have the highest coronavirus count in the world. That great. like let's look at fucking statistics.
Sure.
And we're not going down this fucking road today because it would get cut anyways. But I did get a little frustrated the other day because Trump put out a couple of tweets that were like, my ratings are higher than ever.
Yeah.
Did you see this or not? He put out, and it was like, they're almost as high as like Bachelorette or like Monday Night Football or some shit. And I'm looking at this dude talk about his ratings. We have the highest coronavirus count in the world. God. And I don't know why. Is that because of the, our government?
It might be that. It might also be or that Americans
people.
Move with an era of invincibility.
Yeah, we have like, freedom. You know?
That we're not thinking about this even like hordes of people are dying and we're seeing the number so clearly and people are just still not listening. Like, stay the fuck home. It's not that hard.
We did without saying any names or pointing any fingers. We did have a slow start to the corralling of the coronavirus. Mm-hmm. We skipped about 2 months kind of collectively, whether it was the Republicans or Democrats or all of us combined, kind of looking at it as like, yo, this isn't going to be as big as everyone's saying it's going to be. And I think we're paying the price for it, dude. I saw the doctor for the White House. Is it Fauci? The core doctor.
Yeah.
They're looking to him for an estimate. And he said the models are all over the place. Some say 5,000, some say 2 million.
Yeah.
And they're like, well, what's your estimate? And he's like, the models, the death rate will fall in the middle of the two models. And my guess is between 100 and 200,000 people will die as a result of the coronavirus. So that's what he's saying is basically like a guaranteed death rate. So if that's the case, then we really ain't into the shits yet. Except for New York City. God dang. How the fuck did they end up with all the cases, bro?
They're packed like sardines in that place.
We have what, like 5,000 cases in...
Whoa.
We have like 5,000 cases in Cali, and they have like 50 or 60,000 cases in New York City.
God. Bro, speaking of models and New York...
Yeah.
Now, DMs are flying. DMs are flying right now.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, my inbox is flooded. I've sent out a few DMs, which is like more so than usual, and... it's pointless because like
you can't meet
them. It's just the tease.
And they're all in New York. It's all like my go-to is like, hey, let's XYZ activity based on their character personality exhibited on their channel. hey, nice. Let's bang, 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 bang.
Bang, 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 bang.
Wait, let's bang, bang, bang. You got it. Oh, sorry, wait.
Bang, bang. Let's do XYZ.
Yeah.
Okay.
But 6 feet away from each other. And they're like, great. I'm coming to LA in December.
I'll schedule you for that.
Yeah, because nobody wants to take that flight. Yeah, how do you deal with that too? Like, I gotta pat myself on the back. I don't think I could have ever picked a better time to get wifed.
Not a great time to be single. Not a great time to be single.
The best time.
But yeah.
Why? Oh, because you can be way productive.
Yeah, working on.
Stay productive. Keep yourself safe. You know, you don't have to maintain another person.
Yeah, that is.
Hopefully, they can take care of themselves, but
that is
another thing to think about.
Yeah, it is a bit of weight that it feels nice to not have on my back. And you, I'll just say it right now, man. You're slowly becoming the boy who cried wolf.
I know which part.
You and Lana, dude.
Which one? Which part of it?
Just like I'll vent to you right now.
Yeah. Oh fuck! I'll please no, not real, not it. Super real shit on the podcast.
It's pretty real.
All right,
so you gave me the call. You gave me the call. I was at the ranch. You're like, hey man, you know me and Lana are done for good this time. You know, I'm pretty sure. And I got this call last week too. And I'm his boy. And he sounded sad. And he sounded like he wanted to talk about it. And as a good friend, I'm like, man, I'm sorry. Like, what happened? Try to do this. Like, just like be there for him. And then the next day she's at our house working out.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And so at what point are you just like talking and I'm being the supportive friend of the friend who cries wolf.
Everybody watching this has like that friend, especially the girls. And I do feel like a fucking asshole for doing that, dude. But like, yeah, we got a little carried away in a little quarantine fight. And I think we were spending a little bit too much time together. And she also, Amara, if you're watching this or hear this, she's also very,
touchy.
Very. And so like we had a little talk. I'm like, yo, listen, like I'm a little bit colder of a person. Like I like my space. I like to be able to like reach for shit, like without having my arms like wrapped up at all times, like always in a full Nelson. So we covered, you know, we covered a few things but it was too late because by the way, she had already fucking gone and tweeted about it. And then everybody was like, yo,
you guys act really hastily and really emotionally.
I'm sorry to you too, especially, but
even bro, I had the conversation I had with Amara this morning. Like it concerns me how in your feelings, how you guys make decisions based on how you're feeling right now in the moment.
Yeah.
It's not always the smartest thing to do, especially if you're really emotional.
I suck at relationships because I haven't had one in so long. And so like, I'm just doing the best that I possibly can. Mm-hmm. And also I want to like post this conversation and saying that like, I know that a lot of people don't want to like keep hearing about my relationship with Lana because they've been very vocal about it. And so like, I've tried not to like,
unfortunately,
it's kind of one of the only things, like it's one of the things going on right now. So like, it's weird.
It's our form of The Bachelor right now.
A lot of times I don't bring it up and I'll still get a lot of shit like, oh, Mike always wants to talk about this and that.
I'm glad you like said that, took note of it. But also like, this is me inquiring as a person who's single and as a person who I know there's people listening to this podcast who do this on off thing. Cause it's just like the cycle of relationships, and hopefully and this one doesn't end up being like hella like toxic, but it's like it is a very relatable like real topic. Thing that happens between people.
So it's not even just about it's about using my shit as like a springboard for the conversation.
You have a girlfriend, you know what it's like. I don't right now. I'm just
like inquiring. Yeah, I mean it's just it's all new and I'm just really not that great at it, and she's also super emotional, and like a lot of times like Girls are just always thinking you're scheming, bro. They just all like,
not always,
not
until you give them a reason.
Yeah, and
I
fucked up.
It could get worse.
I think as I continue to show her that I'm not like fucking around and shit like that, like her loyalty is so incredible that it like inspires me to just be even better.
For
like
sure.
If she asked me, if she's like, yo, the way this girl, cause I still get a ton of like DMs from other girls that don't give a fuck about her and like are still open to like ruining relationships. And when she's like, yo, like this girl, I don't like what she's doing like at all, I'll just unfollow her now. Like I'll just be like, you know what? I'm not going to argue with you. You're my girl. And girls home watching this, don't fucking start to make your boys unfollow people. I'm not saying that. But like at the same time, like that's my fucking girl, dude. I'm a ride for her. Like if she wants me to fucking stop talking to some bitch, like I don't give a fuck, dude.
It's true. It's just like you have to empathize with her a little bit. And anyone who's ever been in the situation where like when the foundation of trust, even if that wasn't like a virtue that needed to be upheld at that point in the relationship, when that foundation is broken at such an early stage, it can definitely cause a ripple effect that you'll feel throughout your relationship.
Facts.
Right? So
absolutely.
So it started maybe a bit rocky and now you have some healing and mending and repairing to do, but you guys will get to a point where she doesn't need to be looking through your phone 24/7 because I've seen her doing it. She also told me that if she sees my phone out, she's going to look through it
to see if there's any incriminating evidence on me.
She goes, if your phone is laying out and for some reason I get the passcode, I'm gonna look through it. And I told you that if she does that,
she would never do that.
She looked me in the eyes and told me she would.
Nah, but she would never do that. She asked me the other day about like, We also are like walking this line too. And like, I love watching other relationships online and even like yours when you had yours last to see how people's like actions and like ideas and stuff like that differ from content to real life. Like, I feel like she says a lot of that kind of shit just cause it's funny. You know what I'm saying? Like, yo, it'd be funny to make him think he's not going to go through your fucking phone, dude.
But that wasn't on camera, man.
No, I know that. But
she looked at me and smiled so deviously, bro. I told you.
She was being very honest. She's an honest person.
She is honest. Yeah. And I told her, I was like, I respect you for saying that aloud because you probably shouldn't. That's
y'all are funny.
Just the dry cough.
Upper respiratory infection.
What we got?
Any more questions?
Any more questions? No, that was it. I mean, is there any other lessons you've learned? We kind of like talked about all of it.
From like being inside?
Yeah. I just got to call my family more. That's like the big
dude,
thing.
I did that Zoom. That Zoom call was dope. And I was shooting a video and my mom messaged me too and was like, yo, we have our family dinner in 5 minutes. And bro, I feel bad saying this, but I'm like, she's like, everybody's on, baby Chasey, your sisters, your dad even. And I go, mama, I'm shooting a video right now. Like, I don't have time for this shit. Wow. You know what I'm saying? And then I thought about it. I was like, damn, you fucking scumbag. And I got on that Zoom call an hour and postponed my video.
Yo, one thing
I would never do that. Ever.
One thing I would love to do here is start having more family dinners where we like actually just sit down at a table and look at each other while we eat.
Sounds nice.
Why does it look difficult? Why does it look so badly like David wants to be on the show right now? I've never seen. Are you? Yeah, but you are looking so intently.
He's just a looking looker, dude.
How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Everything good in your personal life? Nothing you want to talk about with the millions of fans watching?
Nah, he don't want to.
Hey,
we should do family dinners. My mom called me because we talked about her not calling me on the podcast, and she attempted to have a conversation, and Greg was there. If you saw the vlog, and. It was a disaster, man.
It was a disaster. Where there was like some weird, strange sexual tension between your divorced parents.
My mom was like, yo, you're turning 25. I was like, damn, that's crazy. She's like, that is crazy. I was married at 25. I was like, dad, you got married at 25? He's like, I have no fucking idea what she said. Like, I was just like, I see why that didn't work between you guys. I see what's happening here.
I love Pam, dude.
Just a sweetheart.
Pam is like literally one of my favorite people. I talk to her quite a bit, dude.
Wait a second.
Yeah.
I keep getting reminded that I am turning 25 in 2 days, and by the time this podcast is going to be out, it'll be tomorrow. So what does that mean? On a typical lifespan, that would put me at a quarter of the way through my life. But since I'm going for 150, it puts me at 16.67% of the way of my life. One sixth. And you know, it's big. Wow,
it's crazy.
Still young, but slowly realizing that age is. It's not stopping, man.
Oh, it goes faster. It starts to speed like you have no idea. No.
Have you heard the theory about why that is?
Why?
Because when you're 1 year old, that's 100% of your life. When you're 2, 1 year is 50% of your life.
That sounds right.
When you're 3, 1 year is 33% of your life. So as you get up to 25, it's going to be like 4%. And then you get to 50, and then it's 2% of your life.
Oh, my God.
That's all like subjective mentality, it seems like. Totally. But I do.
But it makes sense.
It makes a ton of sense.
It's a theory.
By the next time that... When our next show comes out after this one, like, look at me right now. The next time you look at me like that on the next show we do, you're going to look at me as a different person because of the gifts I got you for your birthday. Oh. You're literally going to, you might cry.
All of us, not only you.
Oh, yeah. Two. Yeah, that's right. Sorry. One that I got, and then one that is a group gift.
Okay.
And you're gonna look at all of us like differently.
I'm gonna spill the beans on this. Remember when you said you could buy a Lamborghini on the other episode? Yeah. We got you a Lamborghini.
No, not that prank. Actually, and even outside of this circle, there's some gifts coming in. Like, I think you're gonna have a really fun Wednesday. You've talked about wanting to be in isolation. You're not gonna be able to do that.
I get severe, and I'm even getting it now, like anxiety and PTSD just because like of how fucked my birthdays have been. And I also just don't like the pressure put on gifts. For either party, I'm not good at receiving
these ones.
My ex would always tell me I'm not good at like receiving compliments. I'm just not. I don't like the pressure. Like what if I don't like the gift, man?
Not possible.
And you're telling me this.
Not these ones are not.
Just give it again.
Every person that I've seen, every gift I've seen so far is like on some like. And you could clip this, put it in your vlog if you want. Every gift I've seen or been a part of is on some like, yo, this is going to change Logan's life type shit. Like, these are like the kind of gifts that are going to make you like well up a little bit on your vlog. I'm dead serious. You're going to look at your friends in quarantine and be like, yo, this is my fucking family, bro.
Damn.
Like, these people fucking love me, dude.
Is it a foster kid?
Fuck, who told him, dude?
Is it Milton?
It's Milton.
Milton's
dude.
My foster kid?
He's your new child.
Can you imagine?
He went from your semi-grandpa to now your foster child.
Dude, Milton told me today that he was a foster kid.
Really?
Which makes me want to get a foster kid even more. Look how great they turn out.
Yeah, he is great.
That's why he's so great. Also, while you're there, can you give a swivel to our carpet?
Oh, your little thing came out. Can he swivel again?
Yeah,
say what you said one more time? He's a foster kid.
Are we still alive? No, I was just going to say the carpet. We got the carpet replaced, the one that we ripped out and said send nudes. It's an ugly charcoal color. I hate it.
It's so nice.
Danny likes it. Milton likes it.
It's cozy.
David does not like it. Seems to be pretty split, man. I'm more on this bright blue vibe. But whatever, you can't change it now. Here we are back on Impulse, the number one podcast in the world. Also, I want you guys to take a survey. I got a thing here that Danny sent me. All right. I'm going to read this. My producer sent it to me. We want to create the best overall show experience possible. We would appreciate the feedback about the show and learning a bit more about you, the listener. We are asking our listeners to complete a short survey that takes less than 5 minutes. Please, guys, this is me asking you, go to thepodcastsurvey.com/Logan to take a short anonymous survey to help support the show. And as a reward, this is what's in it for you guys. Survey participants each month will be entered to win a $100 Amazon gift certificate with a new winner each month. Again, that's thepodcastsurvey.com/Logan for the quick survey to help the show. Thank you guys for listening. The link for that is in the description. But if you have 5 minutes, please do it because it'll help us understand you more and make more money. So I need to pay my employees, and I would appreciate if you help me do that. Thank you. We're coming to my TED Talk.
Damn, this is a dope ass survey.
Oh, you looking at it right now? Why don't you read some of the questions?
Man, dude.
Oh, how likely are you to recommend some of this podcast to others? Do we want to know these answers?
Hell yeah.
How long have you been listening to Impulsive?
Bro, we got the best fan base in the world.
They're very strong.
Are you serious, bro? They're so strong. They love this show so much. And honestly.
Yo, it's crazy because like when I see people in the street and they say, like, I love, obviously, like, yo, love the vlogs, and they'll give, like, specific references to something that happened that was funny. But when people say they listen to the podcast, it hits different.
Yeah.
It's almost like I really do appreciate that people are willing to give us this much time. Of their lives. Like, time is so precious. Time is everything.
What is your job title is one of them? How many executive C-level employees do you think are listening
to the show? You'll
find out. I hope a lot. And by the way, if you're not, why don't you put that? The advertisers will like the executives listening to our podcast.
Shout out to all the big boss-ass motherfuckers out there listening to Impulsive right now. CEO, CFO, COOs.
Do you think if Jeff Bezos did it, he would still want the $100 Amazon gift card?
Hell yeah, bro.
Can you imagine Jeff Bezos listening to our podcast?
How often do you go to the movies is one of the questions.
I have a full entire vlog that I need to shoot after this is done.
Well, too bad because this show ain't ending anytime soon. On to the next topic.
Go, no.
Nah, I was just kidding. I got nothing. Are you trying to shut it down?
No, I don't know.
Yeah, but we create. So, like, he wants to shoot.
I literally need to shoot for the rest of the, like, as soon as this ends, we need to pick up the vlog camera and just, like, bang out an entire vlog. Sorry, boys. And also, I can't do anything that physical because I really, really fucked up my ankle making a TikTok. And a dumb TikTok, too. At what point is this app just dangerous? Ruining lives. Ruining ankles.
I tried doing my first ever, like, real TikTok the other day. I told you about it. I guess you don't know the one where you like just yell fuck and then you walk into a bathroom, slam the door, and it plays that Drake shit that's like, I'm upset. 50,000 on my disrespect. And I tried making it, dude, like a viral TikTok, and I failed, man. Bad.
It's not for everyone. Yeah. It's not for everyone. He's got a lot of practice. That whole Vine craze, you should have seen him at the ranch. He took, 50 tries at sprinting to kick his phone, like long distance sprint. Just insane amount of tries to get this, and then he didn't even use it.
Yeah, I'm not gonna play.
Like, think about if you had
ridiculous.
If you had used that time to make your boat more aerodynamic,
no, would have won. Not matter.
Max boat was strong.
Really?
Max boat was way strong.
You will not beat me in a creative, inventive challenge.
He keeps saying that, especially because before he did the LA thing, he was on an island next to water, and so he's like one with the.
I'm just an inventor. Just wait till you guys see all of my beautiful inventions that will come to this planet, but. That boat was probably my favorite one I'll ever make.
If you ain't making an upgrade from the wheel, honestly, I don't care. If you can replace the wheel.
I have a song I made in Tahoe called Reinventing the Wheel, so be on the lookout for that.
Can someone do that? I think it's time. Anyways, what were you saying?
I was just going to say he looks like he could work at a boatyard. Like, look at his head, bro. If you put some Carhartt on him and a pair of boots, bro, and I'll give him a little brown paper bag lunch with a peanut butter and jelly and an apple in it and a note from his wife that says, when you come home later, I'm going to fuck you like I did at Plymouth Rock. Like, he looks like
I'm
that.
I'm down.
Dude.
Carhartt,
you know
if you're
saying?
Listening, send me clothes.
Send me clothes.
No, this TikTok shit is almost cheating for all the Viners.
All
of them. Bro,
you know what to do.
Bro, Batch 2?
He's got to be incredible.
Hilarious on there. It's just like we've done it before. And I had one of my friends who is a girl. her roommate asked her, she's like, yo, why is Logan so good at TikTok? And she was like, yo, he did Vine. Like, it's quite literally all I know.
Yeah.
It's a short little comedian bits.
2.5 times the amount of time to add to your videos, God. Right?
Yeah. You can go up to 60 seconds on TikTok.
The big one right now is Friendly Neighborhood Evan. He loves TikTok, bro. Yo, honestly.
I should go check him out.
Yeah.
Thank you, TikTok.
Yes.
Thank you, TikTok. For the first time, yes, you did something right. You gave our good friend Evan Eckenrode a new lease on fucking life, TikTok. Yeah. He loves TikTok. He does all day is make TikToks, and he runs downstairs all happy and shit. He comes up to me. He's like, yo, did you see this TikTok I made? Yeah. And I watch it, and I'm like, that's fucking great,
it's
Evan.
Awesome. It's awesome.
He's good.
He's amazing.
He was a Viner, too.
Yeah.
Don't
bro,
forget.
He's literally
forget.
Built for... Fuck.
Success.
This has no ties to his stature. He's literally built for short form comedy. I preface that by because I
totally.
Like he, like take that for literally for what it means. He's so funny and he's so good at short form comedy that he pops off on TikTok. He just hit a million followers, dude. Evan, we love you. I mean, I can probably just tell you this. You're literally above me now.
If you yell it, maybe he'll hear it.
Hey, Evan! Yo, Evan, we love you.
He's calling me.
He heard.
How long have we been doing this bullshit?
An hour.
All right, we'll cut the shit. Hey, guys, that's all we got. Hit that subscribe button. Answer that survey for us. Again, link is in the description. Let us know what you thought of the episode. Let us know what you want to talk about. I mean, we're trying to get guests on, but they either won't come on because of the fear of the virus, which we totally get. And although we've been very safe and quarantined, we're not sure even we can trust people. And then two, some of them are concerned about setting a bad example of mixing groups during this time, which is also, it's both very warranted, reasonable responses, but just know that we're attempting to get interesting guests on.
And
still.
FaceTime just ain't really getting it done. It's just not the same. It's so whack. Yeah. The one thing I will say though is if you're, I don't know if you agree with this, but if you're watching this, maybe drop some topics below. That you want us to dive into. You
seriously,
know what I'm saying?
Ask us like, questions like clock in your daily life. If you're like, yo, I'm wondering how I can do my job more efficiently, and this is what is a current problem. Like, and literally anything.
I want to start vlogging. How'd you guys get confident? Like, yeah, drop some topics, bro. Let us work on your problems. We're here for you.
We fucking love you. Thank you for watching. We'll see you next time. Peace.
Traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit energycitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.